The Late Show.
Russell Walker.
BBC.
And looking forward to this, in fact, he is now back on the show. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We haven't talked to him in what feels like ages. Absolutely ages. A roving travel reporter somewhere on this globe of ours will be catching up with him an hour from now. And as always, two clues as to where he is. Two clues. I have no idea where he is. That's why I need your help. First one of those in about a half hour's time. Robbie Williams, Supreme. Call 3-8-1-3-3-3 and Russ. Start your teletext. Russell Walker Show at bbc.co.uk if you'd like to send me a quick email. So however you get in touch, it's lovely when you do. But we do have in about half hour's time Andy Mossack. Where in the world is our roving travel reporter? He's been a travel journalist since Lord Reith was in charge of the BBC. He does this not at our expense, just always like to point that out. So he's in somewhere new. We haven't caught up with him for a couple of months. Now, every time he's on, he gives me two clues. I don't know where he is. You might be able to help me. You ready for clue number one? Here is the clue. Because this city is exactly a mile above sea level, it is nicknamed the Mile High City and brews over 200 different craft beers every day, more than any other city in the nation. The Mile High City with a thriving craft beer scene. Clue number one, where is it? Craft beers, Mile High. If it's known as the Mile High City, might not be Europe. Craft beers, it's Canada or America, isn't it? Or it might be Australia, but it's Canada or America. But whereabouts do you reckon he is? I can't nail it. Vancouver? Now that's a sea level, isn't it? Can that be a mile high? It's a sea, it's round the coast. I'm an idiot. 0345 303 3333. Mile High City, 200 different craft beers every day. Wherever it is, we'll have two tickets now if you can sort them out. Here's Queen at The Late Show. Headlines in two ticks. Another clue from Andy Mossack. And thank you for the guesses now for actually where he is. I should have spotted these. Thinking about it, Mile High City. It did ring a bell for me. I've never been to this place. Mary saying Denver, Colorado. That's where he is. Graham and Craig agreeing. Also, Ode Bob in Slough. Saying Mile High City, it's Denver, that's where he is. Steve's in Lincoln. Hi there, Steve. Denver, Colorado. I did the brewery tour a few years ago. The brewery tour? There were 300 breweries? Marvellous. Sounds like my kind of holiday, that. Excellent, thank you very much. Malcolm saying Denver, Colorado. Well, I tell you what, I shall give you the second clue straight after the 11 o'clock news. We'll find out how we're doing on that one, eh? 8-1-3-3-3 and Russ, start your message.
Height.
Thank you very much, Paul. So it's going to be another hot one. And here, as promised, is clue number two for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. Told you about the Mile High City. Second clue is this. Just outside the city is the Red Rocks Amphitheatre, a huge natural rock structure where the perfect acoustics make it an iconic outdoor concert venue capable of seating 10,000 people. So it is the home of the Red Rocks Amphitheatre as well. 0345 303 3333. The man himself in about 15 minutes.
The Late Show.
Russell Walker.
BBC.
Another one of those will be coming up. 10 o'clock tomorrow. Who knows what story will inspire it, but coming next, the man himself is on the travels, Andy Mossack, here on your BBC. Meanwhile, slightly further away. Always nice and entertaining to spend 10 minutes in this man's company, and to be honest, it feels like months since we last spoke to him. We're only on, what, the 19th of July. You had the first two, we had the clues, didn't we, for Andy Mossack, Where in the World, the Mile High City, lots of craft beers, and the Red Rocks Amphitheatre. So now it's time to catch up with the man himself. Good evening, Andy.
Hey, Russ, how's it going?
Hey, I'm fine, my friend, I'm fine. We've been listening to these clues, and we've had a thing, put our minds together, and we've come up with Denver, Colorado.
Well, that's a bullseye. Well done. Excellente.
Anyway, before we talk about Denver, Colorado, how long has it been, Andy? It feels like months, like I was
saying. Yeah, but you've been off a little bit, haven't you? So I did squeeze in something a couple of weeks ago in Switzerland.
Very nice. Quick trip to Switzerland.
That's right.
And now you're across the other side of the pond for us.
I'm over here. Yeah, the gateway to the US West, and it's fantastic. Colorado, it's like, it's the Wild West. I've always, as a boy, you know, I was dreaming to be a cowboy, and here I am in the proper place, neighboring states like Wyoming and Arizona and Kansas, New Mexico and Utah. Colorado, it really is a Western state. You know, I love it. I love it. All the hats and the cowboy shirts and all that kind of stuff is terrific. And I didn't know, actually, but Colorado actually means colored red in Spanish.
Does it really?
Colorado. Yeah. It's kind of named after the red rocks, of course, and the red silt that's in the Colorado River. So the Spanish came here and said, Colorado.
Well,
there you go.
Well, exactly, and then it is stuck.
And then it's stuck.
You've got to be careful what you say when you discover somewhere new. You never know. Now, here's the thing about Denver in itself. Now, I must say, I've never had the pleasure of going there. I've never had the chance to go around. We heard from a couple of people helping us out with the clues who've been and done the brewery tours. But you have the downtown section of the city, like most American cities, is huge skyscrapers, and you do have that very distinctive American cityscape. But when it comes to Denver, Colorado, if you just look behind those massive buildings, you will see mountains straight out of Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely, that's the Rocky Mountains, and John Denver's Rocky Mountain High, which is a clue because Denver is exactly a mile high, and it's fantastic. You've got this necklace of the Rockies behind, which is brilliant. And of course, just outside, we talked about that, the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which actually I'm going there straight after this. We're going to a concert by one of my heroes, Joe Bonamassa, believe it or not.
Well, you must like your guitar solos.
Well, he's doing the best of British blues. So I'm really looking forward to that. That should be really cool. But we had a nice little walk around Denver. It's quite an easy town to walk around. And there's the Rockmount Cowboy Shirt Shop, which has been in the same family for three generations. And they do these pearl snap button shirts. You know, it was started by this guy's grandfather. And Eric Clapton apparently has about 40 of these shirts. Apparently he loves them so much, he sends them over to our dear Eric. It's great. But it's not just Denver, of course. There is some great other places, which I did a quick whistle-stop tour of. And there's a lovely town about an hour away called Loveland. What a great town name.
Loveland. Now, this sounds like a bizarre film of a certain genre from the 1970s.
Well, you would think that, exactly. But it was actually founded in the 1800s by a guy called a Mr. Loveland. But obviously, they are milking it for everything, weddings, honeymoons, Valentines, you know, you name it. But just outside, I love it. And just outside, there is fantastic Dude Ranch. And
I love a dude. This is now as the older I get, now my old man, my dad is into his 70s now. He still says what he'd love to do is go on a dude ranch.
Right. Me too. And when I was growing up, I just wanted to be a cowboy, like I said, you know, and I've always really wanted to do a city slicker thing, you know. So this place called the Sylvandale Ranch is run by these two lovely people, Susan and Dave Jessup. Susan is 72 years old and she still rides twice a day. I mean, she's amazing. But you get the proper dude ranch thing here, you know, horse riding, cookouts around the campfire and cowboy songs on the stoop.
Wow.
And and I did a fantastic kind of walk with the horse. I can't say that I was any better than that. It was a nice slow walk across the prairie, which was brilliant. Loved it. Brilliant.
How lovely, how beautiful. Now, to the issue of Denver itself as a place. Now, I'm sure that, I mean, here you know what to look out for when you go around any kind of cities. Mm. And it is one of America's most walkable cities. It won an award a few years ago for that. And sort of, you know, relatively easy to get around is this, and public transport.
Absolutely.
I imagine that's quite good.
Yeah, it's terrific. We've got this mall, which is over a mile long. It's a pedestrianised shopping street, if you like. They have a free tram service that goes from one end to the other.
Wow.
Which is terrific because it takes you all around the city. And that's really cool. And you can walk pretty much easily. It's a very easy place to get around. The breweries, of course, make it even more difficult because you've got to stop off and have a little pint or two from these craft breweries.
From 300 breweries.
Not bad, is it, eh? But last night was even... I must tell you about last night because we went across to Colorado Springs, which is just, 45 minutes the other direction to Loveland. And the Broadmoor has this wonderful cloud camp, and it's like an alpine lodge system, 9,000 feet up Cheyenne Mountain. And it's a rustic retreat. It's really, you're in the clouds in this rustic lodge, which is fantastic. You know, you've got yoga first thing in the morning, looking as the sun comes up. You're sitting there in rocking chairs, looking over Colorado and the Rockies. And it's quite an emotional experience, Russ, I must say. And it's a fantastic place, really. And I just think to myself, you know, you're up there, and you're overlooking this huge expanse of prairie and Denver and obviously Loveland below. And you think to yourself, man, you know, this is God's country. This is quite something, yeah. I must say.
I mean, you can see why people have fallen in love with it. A lot, you know, a lot of famous people have decided to settle in Denver down the years, from around that region and further away, of course. And arguably, you know, John Denver's classic works.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be a statue or a museum to him somewhere in the city, I would have thought.
Well, you know, during his lifetime, I don't think it was a good relationship. I think some of his political views maybe have fell out with Denver itself. He lived in Aspen. But I think once when he passed away, since then, they've embraced Rocky Mountain High as the national Denver song. So, he is pretty much a son of the town, so to speak. But no, you won't find a statue, although there is a fantastic park just in Denver made out of bronze statues everywhere, which is a free park, quite something, actually. It's the Benson Park, and it's just open. And you've got these quite simply, pretty awesome bronze statues made by people. They've got like three bronze foundries here, and they wow. just have them. It's a lovely, nice park to walk around. Okay. But a couple of things I must tell you. I went on a walk to the Devil's Backbone, just walking, pretty easy. And the park ranger said to me, don't worry about the rattlesnakes. You'll hear them, if you find any. You'll hear a rattling sound. And I thought, yeah, okay, whatever. We walk along, and I tell you, suddenly I heard it. It was a massive rattle.
Really? You heard one? I mean, that must have been pretty close.
And there it was, literally on the path. I'd say 6 foot. And its head was up, its tail was up, and it was looking at me, and I was looking at him, and his tongue was sticking out, and I thought, right, okay, let's both back off here. But he decided to back off, and so did I.
about 30 miles an hour running downhill.
Absolutely thought the first time I've ever had a face off with a rattlesnake.
You've got to be, because what about the climate of this thing? If somebody's listening to us talk here and they say, well, Denver sounds lovely, there's lots to see and do. I mean, we know that you go up, obviously, the Rocky Mountains, so skiing, I imagine, is quite a large industry there. However, what's the general climate like? What's the best time of the year to visit the place?
Well, I've got to tell you, winter, obviously, they've got the fantastic snow. The climate itself is very dry and it's hot, but it's dry heat. So apparently that makes for fantastic winter snow. And it becomes quite powdery, which is very good. Okay. So the winter resorts are brilliant. But in the summer, of course, you've got this heat. In the moment, it's over 30 degrees, but it's very dry heat, so you don't sweat at all. And it's fantastic in that respect. And the food is something else because, they're into very fresh food here. They call it farm to fork. And I was talking to Chef David Patterson here, Broadmoor just literally an hour or so ago, and he was saying to me that he reckons Americans are changing their style of eating habits here, and particularly in Colorado, it's the fresh concept is the thing they have. But have you ever heard of a Rocky Mountain oyster?
Now this is... I'm going to say something I never thought I'd say, but it's some form of testicle, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, you can have...
I knew
steak.
It!
You can have steak and all kinds of stuff, and Rocky Mountain oysters. And of course, I never heard of it before, so I thought, well,
tucked
why
in,
not?
Did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't in the end, because I thought, no, this is a bridge too far for me.
Oh.
But yeah, that's what it is. And s'mores, have you ever heard of those?
S'mores, are they
s'mores.
Is chocolate? Is it marshmallow?
Toasted marshmallow, chocolate, and biscuit. And it's kind of just
wow.
All oozes together.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
obviously, excellently, it's very good for the arteries, naturally.
Of course, I can imagine. So a nice plate of s'mores and some, you get some of the prairie oysters. That'll be, get them
Rocky
down.
Rocky Mountain oysters and s'mores go together like apple and pears. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, very nice. And as always, so you're having a good time. Enjoy your gig a little bit later on.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Would you like to know a couple of twin towns? Always good to know a couple of twin towns.
Oh, come on, give me that.
Love it. And now see how many of these you've been to. Brest in France.
Been there, yes.
Brest in France. That was its oldest. I think it's the second oldest twin city in the States.
Have to say why.
I have no idea. Denver and Brest. Nairobi in Kenya. That's a twin city.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you one more. Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia.
Oh, of course, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, one of my all-time favourites.
Exactly, been there many times. there, listen, have a fantastic time and enjoy what's... when are you leaving Denver?
I'm leaving tomorrow night, and then we're going across to Baltimore for a family wedding, so that should be fun.
Oh, excellent. You have fun, my friend. Lovely to talk to you.
I'll get you a photo on Facebook, all right?
Yes, delicious oysters. Thank you very much. Andy Marsak, Therefore's Denver, Colorado. When he's on next time, I'll obviously have a couple of clues and we'll find out where he'll be, but shouldn't be too long. Andy Marsak, travelling the world, not at our expense, we'd like to point out.